KG's Jewelers.
Hi, good afternoon, Nora. It's Tom. How are you?
Oh, hey, Tom. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks.
Good, good. It says potential spam, so
Oh,
that's
on
weird.
the
I
caller
know.
ID?
Caller ID, yeah. Here, KG, it's Tom. Hold on one sec. Well, he has to go say hello to somebody. One second, Tom.
Oh, okay. Okay. How have you been?
Okay, which phone did you get? I'm going to try to transfer you, unless you want to come sit here. Wait, no. Hold on. I got a transfer.
Let me come here.
No, I think I can do it. Hold on.
All right, Tom. Hey, buddy.
Hey, how are you, KJ?
Oh, shit, madhouse, but good. Shitty
Yeah.
weather. Don't see the shoppers get out, but yeah.
Yeah, same
Doing
up
all
here
right.
today.
Yeah,
Lousy weather. We've
got
got
through eating lunch.
just got through eating lunch. Oh, man, must be the holiday season if it's 3 o'clock and you're eating.
Exactly.
I
Yep.
just wanted to catch up and see if there was anything you were on the hunt for today or anything that came by your way that you need diamond related.
Oh, not today. No, I haven't had any calls on diamonds. No, sir. I'm hoping that lady that you send me those 3-1 carats will come and see me in the next few days. We can show her those, but no, sir. Not
Okay.
much. Weird Christmas.
Yeah, how so?
I mean, I don't know. It's unpredictable. You know, the market is kind of soft and slow. Even though we're getting busy, we got bullshit busy going on. A lot of people looking for shit that nobody has, but they see it on these advertisement sites. You know, just, I don't know.
Yeah, what's up
I
with
haven't
Denver
moved as
Grantham?
much. Yeah, I tell you what, some days I move more from my estate pieces of jewelry that I have in the back. And I do out of my display.
Oh, really? Just old things that you've had laying around?
Yeah. You'd be amazed. I sell a lot of stuff from that old stuff. I mean, the price is good, of course, but still.
Yeah, well, that's good. Hey, as long as it's something that they're buying, right? Especially if it's older
Oh
inventory
yeah,
that's
well,
bad.
keeping customers happy.
Yeah, that's the name of it.
Yeah.
Do you have any interest in a carat and a half oval for your stock?
I got one.
You're all set there?
Yeah, I got it from you.
Okay.
Got a
Okay.
carat and a half and a two. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we just got in a good selection. I just looked from carat and a half to 2 carat ovals. Mike was over in Israel
We need to
and did some buying.
find some killer 2.5 characters for next year. Sometimes early January, February, by March, we need to have that ring put together for my customer.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely.
So leave it on
I'll
your
definitely
desk
talk to Mike. Look for you out
for
there.
a reminder.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, we'll take care of him. No problem.
I just found me some land I can hunt on in Oklahoma next year.
Oklahoma, is that a ways away from you? How far away is that?
About 6.5, 7 hour drive.
Oh, really? Okay. I didn't realize you were that close to Oklahoma.
I had an employee that used to work for me years and years and years ago. Out of the nowhere, she called me today. We spoke for about 30 minutes or so. We talked and talked. Well, her grandparents had left her some land. She got 400 acres with a bunch of animals. I said, okay, well, I'm coming up there next year to do some hunting. She said, come on, come on.
Perfect. Well, that's good. Hey,
Yeah.
some fresh meat, right? You haven't been
Yeah,
there
well, you
before.
know, bigger deer over there, big
I'm
horn,
sure.
big
Yeah, I was
deer.
gonna say. I'm sure they grow them a little bit bigger up in Oklahoma. You've got to get up here, KG, and do some hunting. There's some good deer in my neck of the woods here in Western New York. They're all over the place.
You know, there was a show some years back that people were hunting in the people's neighborhoods. Deer. Big deer, too.
Where was that? That was up here?
In New York, in the New York area. Yeah, just like you had some the show, the Duck Dynasty people.
Yeah.
They had their own thing, and you had the swamp people, and then they had a show. It didn't last long. It was maybe a year or two. It was about these group of guys had a hunting camp, and they went hunted in, you know, people's backyards or not far from their houses.
No kidding. Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know. That probably goes on around here. I know that at least my buddy Mikey here that works with me, he goes to a plot of land that's literally like 5 minutes from my house. That's, you know, just some guy that has, you know, 100 acres in his backyard, more or less, and that's where he goes and does his hunting.
Yeah.
They're all over the place.
And some of the neighbors, they used to complain about how they got deer come up to their backyard, eating all their vegetation, all their flower beds and everything.
Oh, yeah,
so
that goes on all the time.
Yeah. These guys will go ahead and go, you know, kind of like hang out in their backyard and then take out. Hey, Paul, what was that show they used to have years ago on TV about people hunting in New York? They were hunting in people's backyards.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You go to, like, residential neighborhoods and stuff.
That's what I was just telling
Tom. You run across
people's pool. Run across people's pool and shit. Neighborhood. Yeah, I had a deer, I think, fell in the fucking pool one time.
Yeah, I put a cover up. I put a hole in it.
So basically people are just opening up their back patio door and, hey, fire away.
People would call them because they have deer eating their garden or eating their, you know, whatever. And this hunt will 3 acre properties, you know. Deer will run off after they see it.
If you Google a show that was aired on TV, a hunting club that was hunting out of New York in neighborhoods, it'll probably pop up.
I forgot what the name of it was.
I forgot. It was, he had a kind of, an interesting title to it, but I really can't tell you. Hold on. As I'm talking to you, I'm going to Google that shit right now.
Yeah, I'm Googling it right now.
You Googling it too? TV show. In New York.
Rush Outdoors or no?
Eaters?
Deer tipping? That was produced in the woods.
There was no specific rank went to scale TV hunting. Okay. The Outdoor Channel?
Chasing Tail?
Yeah. Yeah.
Chasing Tail, filmed in New York, the prominent reality series focused specifically on suburban backyard deer hunting.
Yeah.
It was on the History Channel.
On the History Channel, yeah.
Yeah, it was on the History Channel.
Now it's on Amazon Prime. I'm going to have to check that out.
Dude, it's hilarious. It's funny as shit. They did.
Yeah, I wonder where in New York it is. Who knows? Maybe it's in my backyard.
It was upstate. It could have been in your area.
Upstate. Yeah. They go all over. I mean, all over New York. Up around that area. They only had one season. Shit.
Yeah, they only had one season. And then I think people complained about having motherfuckers run into their property and...
The picture of it is a guy dragging a deer through somebody's yard, like a $2 million.
Jason Taylor. That was a good title for the show too.
That is a good title. Yeah, it says they were chasing. It looks like the state is infested with white-tailed deer, infamous for causing car accidents and spreading Lyme disease. That's where Mike Andronaco and his buddies come in. The gang keeps the deer population at bay by hunting on the sprawling properties of wealthy landowners.
That's their excuse for shooting them all.
Yeah, it says, oh, okay, it's Connecticut is what.
It's in Connecticut, okay.
Connecticut, yeah, from what they're showing here. Well, that's close enough.
That is? Okay.
Can I not stand those?
No. All right, Tommy, we ready for the weekend?
All right, yeah, I'm ready.
How much we're putting, $100?
$100, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the kickback? $500?
$540.
Well, good. How much do we have in the bank over there?
You've got $825.
We got to keep it rolling, buddy. We got, ooh, if we do 3-0, we got to be good, huh?
I'm telling you, KG, I'm liking it.
Yeah. I'm liking the pitch this weekend. I hope, you know, we go right. But, yeah, it's an interesting one.
Yeah, well, Mirab I definitely like, and we'll see how the others shake out.
I like Van. I mean, Pontoya, whatever his name is, he's not bad. He's good. He's experienced. You know, he's been around for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Van is just upcoming young dude, younger than my son. And he is, you know, he's in his prime now.
Yeah, he's hungry.
And Blankovic, you know, like a damn 4x4.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've got a good shot. I like it.
Yes, sir. Good deal.
All right. Well, have a good afternoon, KG.
You too, sir. Thank you.
All right. Thanks. Yep. Bye.
Bye. Bye.